Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Episode 63 of The Gray and Green Show. So we've had a lot happen in the last, it's been a month since we've done
this. It's been
cray. I know. So I talked to Jackie. It was about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago.
No, I think it was only like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. And I told you that, you know, I kind of only wanted to do the podcast once a month. I am just feeling like so overwhelmed with stuff like right now. I don't know what it is. I think it's with work. I've had a lot going on. I always want to get home to my sitter because I've got a sitter that I get an amazing deal on and she's wonderful with my daughter, but she has another job that she has to get to too. And I fly out of here all the time. And I just felt like I personally wasn't doing as good a job as with this podcast as I could have been.
And I was too. And we were both falling into that, and I think it's a lot of it is we both have kids.
Yes,
we're both working full time.
Yeah,
so all of a sudden we're getting comfortable, which happens to everybody. And it's like we're hurrying up, and then we're like, "What are we going to even talk about today?"
Right,
and we're not. We're doing a disservice to you guys who are listening, and that's not fair.
Right,
and I'd rather like see now. We can talk about Valentine's Day.
We got so much
to talk about right now. It's like crazy.
Right. We're not straining to come up with something to talk about because honestly, we were coming in here and just going, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, we were babbling.
Yes. And now I feel better about this. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's a good chance for you and I to hang out and like talk and get things off our chest. And, you know, I haven't seen you now in a while.
In 3 weeks, yeah.
I just got back from vacation. I went to Mexico. Oh my gosh. Mexico? Cancun's insane.
So I'm going to Cancun in October.
You are?
And I've never been.
Are you staying like downtown Cancun?
I'm staying in a resort called the Moon Palace.
Oh my gosh, I have a friend that's there right now.
Really?
Yeah, there's a girl I know that.
Awesome.
It looks awesome from the photos that I've seen. I wonder, okay, so the Yucatan Peninsula, when you go out on it, like this is my third trip to Mexico, but this is the first time ever that I've stayed at that part of Cancun.
Oh, okay.
So like I was surrounded by water. We were at almost the end of the Yucatan Peninsula.
Well, that
this place was incredible, and it was all because my husband had an amazing year. Are you going for President Circle as well?
Yeah, we're doing Cabo again.
So fun.
Oh God, I can't wait.
I bet you're going to have so much fun. Yeah. But in Cancun, like this place was incredible, and this is the closest I've ever been to like the club scene.
Oh yeah.
And there's like the Cocobongos down there. They've got, you know, Senior Frogs. We were in walking distance from all of these things. So Aaron and I, one night, we decided we were going to go explore it.
Man, we're just going to go crack.
I never went to Cancun for spring break.
No.
Aaron did in college, but I didn't. My parents wouldn't let me go in high school. There were a group of girls that went in high school.
I can't believe anyone lets their kids go.
I'm not kidding. Now after seeing it, Jackie, no way in hell is Quinn ever going there.
Mom would not have let me travel alone like that to another country.
Well, that was my parents' thing. They said, you're not going to another country for spring break.
No.
I actually went to Panama City. But being there in Cancun with Aaron, we went out one night, just the two of us. We kind of like, everybody had their big work events. I mean, there were 700 employees there. And we're literally like in the middle of this resort with all these people. And we go out to go into downtown Cancun. And we go into this one place. And we're sitting there. Just chilling at this bar, and there's chicks in Dos Equis costumes with their, you know, lady parts out, and it was wild, and they're running around doing the train. Like, it was this wild-ass bar. There's people throwing up in the streets. I saw one kid get taken away in an ambulance. It was insane. So here we are at this bar. Aaron and I have each ordered a margarita, and we are people watching like nobody you've ever seen.
Like, just taking it all in. Like, what is going on?
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. But then we started to get buzzed up.
Mm-hmm.
Then we realized there's a woman walking around with tequila in both hands. She's got really short shorts on, little boob top, and she's blowing a whistle. She comes up to me and goes, beep, beep. And I look at her, and she literally puts two bottles of tequila down, pours a shot. I don't ask for it. I never said, hey, lady with the boobs out, please come give me the shot. She dumps it in a glass, tilts my head back, dumps the tequila down my throat. Aaron's cracking up at the table. Then she's blowing her whistle while this is all happening. She starts shaking my boobs
with her hands
at the table, literally like this.
No, she didn't.
At the table.
What'd you
do? It was nuts. I started laughing. I was like, do I have to pay for this? She's like, that'll be 450 pesos. I was like,
I'm not paying.
I did. And then she turned around and I said, if I'm doing it, you're doing it. So I pointed to Aaron. She then started blowing her whistle again, dumped the shot down Aaron's throat, then started twisting Aaron's nipples.
No! What did he do?
It was insane. We just laughed really, really hard. And I mean, it was really funny.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And I'm not kidding. Aaron and I were absolutely dying. So that happened. And then I was like, well, then I'm starting to feel good. Like, maybe we should go check it out. Mid-30s going to the club. Across the street was Fat Tuesdays, which
is. I love that place.
You did?
I love Fat Tuesdays. Every, like, what is it called? Frozen drink you could imagine.
You would not believe.
Oh, my God, so good.
So we walk up into Fat Tuesdays and there's no seats. It's one big stage with a bar across it and there's chicks lined up booty clapping.
Oh my God.
It was insane. I'm schnockered at this point because I had a few more whistle tequilas with my boobie shake.
Boobie shake!
And I walk up there and I looked at this bartender. I go, I don't know what to get. She goes, let's get a margarita mixed with a hurricane. And they give me, have you seen the Fat Tuesday cup? They're like
oh, we have like 10 of them.
They're huge. They filled that sucker up with hurricane margarita mix. Aaron and I have a picture of Aaron and I together in the club holding that. There were girls behind us like shaking their asses going crazy and Aaron and I are sitting there just dancing, just
head bopping like your night at the Roxbury
with our giant cups.
Hey, don't mind us.
Then
I got
when
my
I
towel.
Realized that Aaron was having a great time, I thought, okay, we'll do one more of these tequila shots and then we're getting out of
here.
Now
we got a buzz.
So I went to go pay my bill at Fat Tuesdays. This is when I realized I was in a place I shouldn't be. I had to pay my bill behind bulletproof glass. There
what?
Was a window that you had to go up to. It was
and
nuts.
They had like a little hole.
They had like a little hole. And no. I was like, oh my God, I'm not supposed to be here. And
get
I looked at Aaron and I said, we need to go. We have to do work stuff tomorrow. Like we had a work event, like a pool party thing we had to be at. And I was like, we're going to feel like, tomorrow. So we're leaving. And as we're walking through, Aaron's like, I think it's glad we're going home because it's a good thing. Because Aaron and I, for whatever reason, we came together partying. That was what brought us together when I say that. But like in college, we were wild and Aaron was my buyer, for God's sakes. But I think about it, we could have stayed until the wee hours of the night. Okay. We were having so much fun. But it was kind of a fun thing for us as two people being away from our kid for the first time to do.
Right.
We had a great time together and that's all that matters.
Isn't it weird to think though, like we said earlier, that people let their kids go there?
I told Aaron, I'm like, I'm glad I did this because I will never let Quinn go here.
It would never cross my mind to ever let Greenlee go on a trip like that. Ever.
Right. No.
No.
And even when I went on spring break in high school, like my mom stayed like 15 minutes from the resort.
Oh yeah. And we went to like, we didn't even stay at a resort. I think we went to like Disney World.
Yeah.
Like
that's kinda cool.
Senior year. Yeah.
I hope that my kid's like that.
Me
I don't
too,
hope I hope Quinn's not like me.
But I think I wonder, I'd be curious to poll kids now in high school and see where they go. Because I wonder if they still go out of the country with the different.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's a lot different.
There's
now.
New laws. I mean, I used to be able to cross into Canada with just my birth certificate. And I believe that Mexico was the same.
Right.
You didn't have to have a passport.
And I think I know you do now.
Oh yeah, no, you absolutely do.
Dude, that's awesome.
And I was nervous coming back. Like, it was a wonderful trip, and Aaron's coworkers were so fun. I met a couple people from Muskegon,
cool.
And, like, I met these people that live in the South. She owned an art gallery in downtown Charlotte. She was very cool. But when I was coming back home, like, I can't believe how, like, nonchalant security is in Mexico.
Yeah, but everyone probably goes home and says, I met this girl who's, like, a radio host. Like,
I didn't really tell anybody. I only told one person what I did.
You're like, don't ask me what I do.
I did. You know,
we're not playing this game.
We were talking about it, and Jackie
don't
was like,
don't put me on the radio.
Jackie was like, you're going to meet that one guy who's like, don't you talk about me on the radio.
Yeah, I hate it.
I didn't meet one of those people. I didn't tell him what I did.
That's the one thing that's going to happen on Jim's trip. I love everyone that goes every year. They're all cool. But it's smaller because it's a small company.
Right.
So there's only, like, 15 couples or less.
Oh my gosh, so you know everyone.
You know everyone. You're in a tight circle. Someone's going to say, oh, don't put that on the radio.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I'm going to say, okay.
Okay. I'm not
you know what? I won't.
But I might.
But I might. I might put you on a podcast.
Yeah. I did by like the third day I did cry at dinner because I missed Quinn so much. I could not
you drunk
get
you just
home.
Quinn?
I just missed her. I had like one glass of wine.
That's hard.
It was really hard. And I just wanted to come home and I just wanted to hold her. It was terrible.
I felt like that on our cruise. I think 4-day vacations are my max.
Yeah.
4 days.
I think so too.
4 nights or 3 nights, whatever. I'm good. Like Thursday, yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, go home. When I'm going into that over a week, that's yeah. too much. Like when we went on the cruise, I was blackout the whole trip. I know we already talked about it, but right. I was crazy.
Yeah.
I got crazy.
Because it was the only way you like felt good.
No, I just was crazy.
I was just crazy.
No, like I drank a lot.
That's what I mean. Like, did it make you feel better because you were so sad about being away from Greenlee?
No, I think I intended to drink that much the whole time.
Oh.
I would get more sad when I was really effed up.
Yeah.
Like I drank so much. Like we'd go to this club and I'd be there till like 3 a.m. and Jim would be like, can we go back yet?
Yeah,
like,
right.
But the club's still open.
3 a.m. God, and you know what? I feel like weird going to clubs now. I realize like being in Cancun, like I feel out of place here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I did realize though on my trip, all these girls are wearing these giant Palazzo like pants.
Oh, I love Palazzo
with their little
pants.
Bra tops. It's the cutest freaking thing I've ever seen.
I love it.
It's such a cute little trend, girls. Keep it up.
The thing is, I'll try it on and be like, this looks cool. I'm going to wear it.
Yeah.
Then I go to actually wear it. I'm like, no, I'm not wearing this.
I'm not tall enough.
I look like hell, I'm wearing this.
I look like a stuffed sausage in this pants. No. I'm so short. Like, it just looks awful. So do I. I know.
They're so comfy, too.
My mom has been rocking those forever.
Really?
Oh, she loves Palazzo pants.
Oh, Denise.
She tried to wear Palazzo pants to my wedding, and I told her no.
Wait, what?
She tried to wear Palazzo pants.
You're like,
to my
mom,
wedding.
You need a nice dress.
With a blazer. I was like, no.
With a blazer. She's
like a tight shirt and a
blazer.
She's very chic. She's ridiculous. Yeah, we're happy to be back. I mean, just getting back from my trip and everything. But we were texting the other day and you wanted to talk about something in particular for today's
yes.
podcast.
So we're talking about social norms. Now, a lot of times you'll see especially in a household like you and I have, Rachel,
yeah.
where it's like husband, wife, and kid.
Yeah.
You kind of fall into these roles. And
yeah.
a lot of times it's like mom picks up the house, does the dishes, does the laundry.
Right.
And it's just kind of what happens in even if you don't intend it to.
Right.
I don't follow any of those social norms. And then I was wondering what else maybe you don't follow or what you do follow.
Right.
Like, what is it because you want to do it or because you think it's expected? Just, you know, I just want to
right.
talk about it.
I'm trying to think, like, there are certain things, and I have said this to Aaron before, that's your job, which is terrible, by the way. But there are certain things in the house that we've lived together now for almost a decade.
Oh my God.
And he has always done these things and I have always done other things. Aaron will cook, not every night, but quite frequently. So like maybe a couple nights a week, Aaron cooks. Every other night of the week, especially on a work week.
Right.
I'm home with Quinn and I like to eat super early.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually have dinner made when Aaron gets home. Like
yeah.
we eat at 5:30 almost every night.
Well, you're home and you go to bed really early. That makes sense.
Right. So I do kind of fall into the I cook dinner and have dinner ready for my husband when he gets home.
Right.
But the truth is I just want dinner ready early because I go to bed so early.
Right. So it has nothing to do with the idea
right.
that you feel like you should be cooking dinner.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you do all each other's laundry?
I do not do all the laundry. In fact, I get very angry about laundry. I have a thing. I don't let Aaron touch my laundry.
Nope.
Because he shrinks my expensive clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I get very angry with him. And I start, you know what my trick is now? Every time he does this actually, he's shrunk two. I love Free People. I love their flowy hippie mm-hmm. brand. He shrunk 2 Free People shirts in the matter of a week.
Those are expensive.
Yeah. So I told him every time he shrinks one, I'm going to get online and order a new one right in front of him.
And they're not cheap.
He shrunk a white one. I said, that's it.
Hey, Aaron, look at this. Look at the bill. $90.
Right. It arrived 2 days later. Then he did it again, like the next week. I said, that'll be another shirt. And he's like, okay, I won't do your laundry anymore.
You're like, I asked you not to.
Right. I asked you not to. And he's like, well, I didn't know it was in there. You better check. So Aaron does his own laundry for the most part.
So you don't do his laundry?
No.
Okay.
But I do fold it, and that makes me wound up. So he leaves it on the dryer.
I don't do Jim's laundry.
No?
But, no, I never have. I probably have thrown a couple of his, like, workout clothes into the wash maybe a handful of times.
Really?
But that's it. He doesn't want me doing it. He doesn't want me touching it, and I don't want him touching mine. So
right.
I do Greenlee's laundry, so I guess you could say I fall into that category.
Yeah. I do
if
Quinn's
it's not
laundry
his,
too.
I do Greenlee's. You know, he doesn't ever do Greenlee's.
Aaron will do Quinn's every once in a while, but only
right.
if she's like peed a shirt or something.
Right.
You know?
And it has to be.
Only if
done.
She like really needs something. But like for the most part, we kind of share that duty, which is nice. I mean, there was a time where we weren't and I would get like really wound up about it.
See, this is the thing is I'm always like, I'll talk to other people or other couples and I realize like, man, I do nothing. Like I'm coming
what
for
do you
gym.
Mean?
I don't do the laundry. I don't cook. I do not. I don't do all the cleaning by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
I don't do the dishes.
I mean, but really, dishes is just rinsing them off, putting them in the dishwasher, right?
Right. But yeah. I don't do any of that.
Oh.
That's not me. Jim does all that.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you hit the jackpot.
Well, the way our schedule is,
yeah,
I'm not home till 7, at least. Sometimes 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So if I get out of here at 6:50, 7 o'clock, and then I go for my run, I'm home at like 8:30. I'm not going right. to go cook you dinner.
No,
it's
I wouldn't either. It's
I'm
way
hungry.
Too late.
You can cook dinner. So,
well, plus of the your schedule's opposite of mine. He's right. home before you are.
Oh, yeah.
So technically, I hate to say it, Jim, but it falls on him to cook dinner.
Right. And so normally he does.
Yeah.
Like, but we figure out what do you want. But this is another thing. We're not good. We live like college students. And
what do you mean?
This is what made me think about social norms is we don't live like adults by any means.
Okay. You have to explain.
Okay, here we go. You're about to judge me really hard.
I promise that I won't because I know everybody has a different life.
No, you're
than
going
I do.
To judge me.
No way.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
So for dinner,
uh-huh.
every day for at least a year, we've had the same, one of the same six things every
okay.
single day.
Wait.
We either
Can I
have,
guess?
If it's not takeout. Okay, so if it's takeout, it might be anything.
Okay.
If it's not takeout, we have frozen pizza, spaghetti,
uh-huh.
frozen lasagna, hamburger helper.
There's a lot of Italian happening.
Yes. Hey, if you want to consider a hamburger helper, chicken cordon bleus, frozen.
Okay, I love chicken cordon bleus frozen.
So
they're so good.
Good.
Have you ever had the ones that have asparagus and cheese? Mm-hmm. Those are the whip. Okay,
love
keep
those.
Going. Is there
so
another
we'll
one?
Have those. And then let me think of the last one. We have quite
tacos.
No. Oh no. Yeah, that was way too much work. That's actually that's making something. No, that's probably about it.
Those are the only things you ever make at home.
Literally, I call and Jim's like, "What do you want for dinner?" And I'm like, "What do we got?" I don't even know why I ask what we got.
He right.
says, frozen pizza or chicken cordon bleu. I'll do chicken cordon bleu with a side of spaghetti. I'm not lying. With a side
with
of spaghetti.
With a side of spaghetti.
Yeah. And like on the reg, like last night we had frozen pizza. The day before yeah. we had the chicken cordon bleu with a side of penne.
Okay, but like you guys are kind of healthy humans. You both work out. You both, you
we
know.
Both work out. But that's what we eat like every day.
Every
for
day.
For lunch, it's all fend for yourself. 99.9% of the time, it's just Subway. Right. Jim is in sales, so almost every single day he has a client lunch. So normally it's paid for through work. So
okay.
he eats out every day, but he's not paying for it. You know,
right.
So
no,
it's like whatever.
For sure.
I eat Subway or like across the street at the market.
Yeah.
Every single solitary day.
Seriously.
I don't remember the last time I had lunch at home. Or breakfast. I don't
I'm
even
not
eat breakfast.
Concerned about your eating habits. I'm more concerned about your bank account.
Oh yeah.
It is so expensive to eat across the street. Every once in a while, I'll get like a tuna salad sandwich
and it's
from
like
there.
$10.
And I'm like, it's so expensive. Sorry, you know it is. If you're listening right now, it's crazy expensive.
You know
you
why
see
I
Jackie and I's
is?
Asses all there all the time.
All the time. You know why I think it is? I think it's because it's like made fresh daily, like small batch. Like
no,
they're not
for
made
sure.
in bulk like you go to a
right.
restaurant.
But their tuna salad is the whip.
It's expensive.
Yes.
It's so good.
But
tuna salad melt is so good.
I haven't had the melt.
Oh my God.
Really?
It's so freaking good.
But the thing is, like, I'm not judging that because I do think life gets busy. Okay, so you're a runner and stuff. I've never worked out or anything. I hate working out.
Right.
Freaking hate it.
Freaking
but
hate it.
Before my wedding, I used to eat like that constantly, and I was the biggest I'd ever been.
Really?
I weighed like 175 pounds.
But at your wedding, you looked petite.
That's because I lost almost 30.
Oh, so yeah. You lost a ton of weight.
I lost a ton of weight
for the wedding.
Because I was eating like that every night, and I was eating like hamburger helper or
right.
pasta. Like pasta is so fattening.
Oh, we eat
but,
tons
like,
of pasta.
And that, honestly, just cutting pasta, maybe. I lost weight instantly.
If we cut pizza.
Pizza is so good,
we
though.
We eat pizza.
I still have pizza maybe once a week.
We have a bag of popcorn every single solitary night.
Aaron eats popcorn every night.
Yeah.
Every night he does.
Every night we have dinner, and then we watch our shows while Jim does work on his computer, and I make a bag
right.
of popcorn, and we split it every single night.
Well, that's kind of sweet, though.
We love popcorn.
Yeah.
But, like, what I'm getting at is, right now we make Greenlee something different every day.
Yeah.
So I'll make her green beans, some grilled chicken nuggets, and a fruit cup, you know, whatever.
But you have her running healthy gamut.
I have her eat normal food, like a normal person would eat, and a glass of milk, say.
But you're busy. You get home at 8:30 at night.
Here's the thing. What am I going to do 5 years from now? I need to eat normal. I need to have more of at least an array. Maybe not healthier, but an array of food.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because you're going to have to teach Greenlee how to like eat healthy.
Like guaranteed tonight, I guarantee we're going to have double cheeseburger hamburger helper.
God, it's good though.
So
I mean,
good.
Old Fat Rachel's telling you that's some good.
And Jim will say, and Jim's like, "Ooh, you want to side with that? Sure, garlic toast." Like, no lie.
Put some Texas toast. Yeah, baby, give me some Texas toast.
We don't
toast
ever
in there.
Talk about it. Oh, yeah, the Texas
toast. Put some cheese on top, too.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do. We do.
I do that, too.
The best part is Jim will buy the light, the L-I-T-E, the kind that's like way less fat and less
light
whatever.
Spelled incorrectly.
And then he'll take it and put shredded cheese all over it before he bakes it.
Yeah.
Why'd you buy the light, Jim? That's what you're gonna
Jim
do.
Sounds like he has a healthy palate.
Oh my God. So the two of us, we're just a train wreck.
Yeah.
Like,
if we know how dinner works. Like, you call Jim and say, pop in the pizza or
yeah,
the hamburger
whatever,
cup or whatever it may be. So what about like chores around the house? Like, I'll be honest with you. I have never mowed our lawn and I have never snowblown the driveway.
Nope.
I don't know how to work it. I legit couldn't start the lawnmower
well,
if I wanted
to. In an apartment
to.
Now. And have we ever talked on the podcast about me moving?
I don't know
if we ever actually talked about it. That was hell.
Moving was?
Oh, yeah.
Like getting there and getting all your stuff together?
Because, okay. So talking about, okay, I'm going to really get deep with you here about our lifestyle. We live like animals.
So wait, real quick, before you get into the animals, do you mow the lawn or do you snowblow? Never?
No, but we don't have a house.
Okay, that's right.
We have
Go
an
ahead.
Apartment.
You live
so
like animals.
Our house we only had for like 3.5 years, 4 years. So we didn't live there long. We had hired a service to do all that stuff for us. So we never mowed.
Oh, I think we did talk about this this bitch took a picture of your house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some girl I don't even know Snapchat a picture of the inside of my house. Made me mad.
Does she still have a job? Because I would get her ass fired.
I don't have any idea where she worked or anything.
If somebody ever came into my home and took a picture of my
things, wasn't my home anymore.
Rachel Gray lives.
Wasn't my home.
I don't give a shit.
That was the problem. Is it wasn't my house and my things weren't in it. It was, I had moved out.
Oh my God.
But still. Anyway, here's how we live like animals. People say to me regularly, and this was actually one of the things that gave me the idea for this podcast. One of our listeners sent me a message and he said, I don't know how you do the things you do. He's like, you do a full radio show, you watch your daughter, you hang out with your husband, you go to concerts, you sell all this makeup online.
Yeah.
And you run 60 miles a week. He's like, how do you have time? And people ask me that all the time. How do I have time? I have time because I don't do anything else that normal people do. I don't do laundry. I don't clean.
Yeah.
We don't cook. We don't take care of a lawn. We don't do those things that take you probably hours a week. We don't do any of it.
Okay.
Like when I say we live like animals, I mean, we are the epitome of college students. We pick up and we're like, let's clean. We're having game night tonight. We got to clean. So time 15 minutes. Let's go. And we run around the house and pick everything up and take a Clorox wipe and wipe things down. But that's how we live. So that's why we have time to do all the stuff we do.
Well, here's my thing though. And I think there's two sides of this. You say that you have time to do all of this fun stuff, and I hate to say it, but enjoy your life.
Right.
You have time to do that as opposed to, you know, sweeping your floor every night or vacuuming or whatever it may be or cleaning your bathtub.
Since we've moved in, we vacuumed one time. We've been living this
since
November.
Oh, my God. This is almost an overshare.
That's what I'm telling you.
You need to get modernistic
at
your house.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yes. Okay. That's just unhealthy. You got to vacuum. But
I know. We're horrible.
But I say that. And this is because...
But we also have hardwood, so I should...
Okay, so that's a little different.
Well, we have some carpet, but it's half and half.
I feel like I was raised, because my mom is a neat freak.
So was mine.
My mom is, like, psycho.
My mom owns a cleaning business.
Your mom owned a cleaning business?
Yeah, she just retired this year. She owned it for, like, 20 years.
Say, Mom, are you trying to get back into job force? I gotta...
Oh, this is where it gets even more embarrassing. I was leading up to the big reveal.
There's
my mom,
more?
My mom, to this day, still would come over and clean my house.
Oh, Jack.
When I lived in the house.
Now I'm judging.
I know. That's why I told you.
You are a 32-year-old grown-ass woman, and your mom cleans your house.
Not regularly.
Oh, okay.
Like twice a year.
When it gets real bad.
It would get so bad, I'd call my mom upset and say, I'm overwhelmed again. I let it get bad. And so she'd come and help me.
But you do it together.
We do it together. Oh, yeah. Okay. But like, she'd have to come and help me and direct me because I'd let it get so overwhelming.
What's Danielle, your sister, like?
She's an in-between me and my mom.
Okay.
She's not as bad as me by any means.
Yeah.
But she's definitely not like clean like my mom.
Okay. I just think there's two sides of this because like I said, I grew up in a household where my mom was like really a big neat freak.
Right.
And now I don't think I'm anywhere near her level of cleanliness. In fact, when I went into labor, she cleaned my whole house.
That's awesome.
She cleaned my entire house.
So you get home and you're like,
I came home. There was like a fridge full of food. Like she just... she is a neat freak to an extent that is unbelievable. Like, I came home with a new baby and she's like, just so you know, I left a bottle of the works downstairs. It really does well with the soap.
My mom
scum.
Does
and
that
I,
too.
Come on, mom. Okay. Like, I cleaned the shower a week ago. It wasn't good enough. So I get like a complex a little bit about it. But I also am a little envious of being able to walk away from it. The fact that you can say, F this, I'm not vacuuming the floors, or F this, I'm not doing the dishes, or whatever, because you want to go to a concert, or because, you know, I always think to myself, I got to get this stuff done because blah, blah, blah is coming
right,
over.
I've got this.
I have visitors way too effing often, and that is what keeps my house clean. I'm so worried about my family judging me, which, by the way, is a bad thing.
Right.
I worry. I've got family coming to town this weekend.
Again?
I've got to get my house cleaned again.
See, we have a lot of visitors, but they're all just friends our age and they could care less.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So we pick up enough. If we have friends over, like say tonight we were having friends over for dinner and some card games or something, we would run the sweeper, Clorox everything, clean the bathroom quick and pick up.
Yeah.
But what they don't see is the closet in the bedroom where we threw everything.
Is it stuffed?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like Monica's closet and Friends?
Oh, yeah. So
really?
Here's kind of what happened. We moved out of the house and we had so much stuff. I threw out. You'd be shocked how much I threw out.
Really?
Only because I couldn't get Goodwill to come get it. And we did not have a car big enough to drop everything off.
Well, Goodwill normally pick things up?
If you schedule it in advance, a Salvation Army or Goodwill can come with a truck and pick things up if it's a big donation. So we had so much.
Really?
But they didn't have time to do it in the short time we had because our house was a quick sale. It sold in 4 days.
Right.
But they needed it in 10 days. So we just didn't have time.
My gosh, that's insane.
So we had to throw out a crazy amount of stuff.
But how did it feel to throw it out? Because sometimes when I purge, I'm like, this is great.
Awesome. So we threw out so much that we thought, we're going to move into this apartment and we're going to have nothing. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
But the apartment is so much smaller than the house.
Right.
It still feels like we have
clutter.
So much.
Clutter.
I need to go through. Jim and I last night before, it's funny we're talking about this today. Jim and I last night, Jim said, we need to one day get a sitter for a Sunday and sit down and say, throw out, keep, and either hire someone or clean.
You could totally bring Greenlee over to my house.
We have to do something.
I would love to watch Greenlee and she could play with Quinn. It would be fine.
It's bad.
The
thing is, and we never look at it as being bad because we're not dirty. Like, we clean our laundry. The piles of clothes, they're all clean. Like, I have like 5 piles of running clothes. So you walk in, you're like, Jackie, you have clothes everywhere. But they've all gotten out of the wash and I just dumped them in the room. I clean our bedding once a week. But then I just dump it back on. I never make the bed.
You clean the bedding once a week?
Maybe once every other week.
3 weeks,
not
maybe.
The comforter, but the pillowcases and the sheet.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm surprised that's something you stick to.
Only because I go to bed sweaty all the time.
Oh, yeah, because running.
All the time.
Yeah.
So I'll go run right after work, get home, eat dinner, and then I'm like, I'm not taking a shower. And I just go straight to bed.
I don't understand people that shower directly after working out. You really want to go to bed with wet hair? It's awful.
No, it feels uncomfortable.
Yes, for
sure. Well, Jim does that, though. So that's why I have to clean the pillowcases, because I feel like Jim sleeps with wet hair, and then it's gross.
Oh, yeah. Jim has gorgeous flowing man locks.
He's got man locks.
He has nice hair for a dude.
But, so we're like in this predicament where I don't conform at all to what a lot of my girlfriends and my family would do is like,
right.
Well, you should pick up. You don't, you know, whatever. You should do this.
Yeah.
But Jim's not about you either.
And I
so
think
the two of us are like,
you know, you said, don't judge me. And I think that sometimes people are a little too quick to judge because you and I have different schedules in the average household.
Right.
I mean, and I think a lot of people do. Sometimes we had a woman call into the show the other day and she works third shift. Mm-hmm. How do you get anything done? You know what I mean? Because when you get home, you want to sleep.
Right.
And that's part of the problem for me, too. Like, I want to nap when Quinn naps at 11:30. Like,
yeah.
I want to go down, too. And I usually do. But and then sometimes I'll feel guilt that I didn't clean up the house when I'm napping.
Right.
And I'll wake up and feel bad about it or whatever. I mean, I just think like obviously everybody has to pull their own weight. But I think that everybody has a different schedule. Everybody has a different life. And everybody has a different way of making things work. And I feel like we're so quick to go, oh my God, her house is disgusting. You don't know what her week has been like.
Right.
You don't know what her day has been like. Maybe her kid's sick, whatever. Maybe you didn't get home until 8:30 because you were going for a run and you wanted that goddamn hamburger helper.
I want my hamburger helper now.
You know what I mean, though? I feel like.
No, I do.
And you and Jim make that work.
Well, our problem is, too. So, like, our schedules are so different. Like, we wake up and Greenlee gets up at like 5:30 or 6.
Right.
It sucks. So I get up with her and I give her breakfast and she watches a show and it's all good. Jim gets up and goes and works out and comes home and showers and he's in a rush to go to work.
Yeah.
Like a rush. So then he books off to work. Well, then I'm like, well, I'm going to spend time with Greenlee. I'm not going to clean. I want to hang out with her.
Right.
So then I hang out with her. Well, now it's like 10 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, well, crap. If I want to do anything before work, I got to take her to daycare.
Right.
So I drive her to daycare at like 10:30, we'll say. She's at daycare. Then I get home. Well, now it's 11:15. So now I have a choice. I'm either going to run, shower, and put normal clothes on.
Right.
or I'm going to clean and do everything. Because I don't have time to do both to get to work by one.
Right. So all of you think that we're all perfect and we can do all these five zillion things. It's not.
So either I'll run unless I decide to run after work, or I'll shower and go to work looking nice, like in normal clothes. But those are really my only options because I don't have time. So then I go to work. I get down at 7. Even if I don't run after work, it's 7. Get to my car, get home. It's almost 8.
Right.
I'm not going to do it now. It's 8 o'clock. I'm tired.
No, why would you?
So that's how I keep getting into this vicious cycle.
Right. And I think that, I believe, if I remember correctly, if you go back to the New Year's episode, your New Year's resolution was not to get in the vicious cycle anymore.
Yes, that's why that was my New Year's resolution, because I let it get so bad. And now I'm seeing it starting, and that's why I'm freaking out.
When does Greenlee nap?
She doesn't nap.
Well, she never naps?
She has a daycare.
Oh.
Because she nap time at daycare is at 12:30 or 1.
So she's got one big nap
so
she takes.
She's at daycare by then, so I'm not going to make her nap during the day because she won't nap with them.
Okay.
And she would never nap before noon anyway, and I have to take her to daycare by noon or I won't make it here.
Right. Oh, good Lord.
Because I used to be really hype about taking her to daycare. Like, I can't take her. I feel so bad. I got to hang out with her. So I would hang out with her up until the minute I was going to work. And then on the way to work, I'd take her to daycare. But then what was happening was I work so late. By the time I get home, I can't do anything. It's the middle of the night.
Right.
So I was like, I didn't do anything. I didn't shower. Didn't do my own laundry.
Right.
So I was getting upset. So then Jim's like, you know, we pay a lot of money for daycare. Why aren't you taking her early enough to go do your stuff?
Right.
And I was like, because I feel bad. And he's like, you hang out with her all morning. You still get 3-4 hours with her.
Right.
Take her to freaking daycare and then do your life. Take a shower, for Christ's sakes.
Right. You need to make time for you at some point.
Well, I hit rock bottom when I went 4 days and didn't shower because I literally just, I didn't have time. I was hanging out with her and I was at home and Jim's like, hey, can you watch Greenlee so I can go do this? And I went, I really want to shower, Jim. And he goes, I really got to get this done for work. And I started bawling.
Oh!
I said, I want a shower, Jim.
Oh, my God.
And I lost my mind. Like, I lost my mind. And he goes,
I think that happens to everybody.
I hope it does, because he looked at me like I was crazy. And he goes, okay, take a shower. Jeez, it's just a shower. I'm like, yeah, but I don't shower. I go 4 days sometimes, because if she's home, I can't. She, like, you saw how she ran around the building the other day?
Well, that's why I asked about naps, because, like, anytime I can do anything, and Quinn is not, she just started crawling, actually, last week.
Oh, so she's moving.
So she's moving now, but she's not anywhere near Greenlee's level of mobility. But anytime I have to do anything, I shower every single Saturday
during
at 9 a.m. when she goes down for that first nap. That is my time to shower and get my day together. And it's usually for 2 hours. I will pick up the house, and I will take a shower in that time.
Greenlee did that at her age, too.
I love it.
8 months. Oh, that was my favorite. That was the best time with her so far.
Yeah.
For schedule wise. Because she always took 2 naps a day, a morning and an afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, now the morning's gone and she only needs an afternoon. She's almost 2.
Yeah.
So I can't get, if she's with me in the morning, she's still not quite to the point where she'll play by herself.
Right.
And that might be partially my fault. Like, I'm playing with her too much.
I actually read this big article yesterday about how you got to give your kid independent play.
I try to.
Even at Quinn's age, I'm supposed to, and it's hard.
Yeah. And I lay everything out, and I just walk away, and I try to let her play.
Yeah.
She won't leave me alone.
What?
Like, she follows, mama, 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 mama.
Aww.
And tugging my leg, mama. Or she'll get into things she can't get into.
Yeah.
And it's like,
well, she is about to be 2.
I have to, like, be on her. I have to, like,
yeah.
And my mom's like, well, you're letting this happen. How do I not? I don't know what to do. How do I not let it happen?
Right. Does anybody have a life coach number?
I know. I need help.
We need a life coach.
Jim and I decided after we purge all our stuff, we're going to get a monthly cleaning lady.
A monthly one?
Yeah, just once a month because, like I said, we're bad at vacuuming.
To do deep cleaning?
To do the deep cleaning because we don't want it dirty for Greenlee. We don't care about ourselves.
Okay, so that's the thing. Greenlee is going to be playing on your floor, so you've got to make sure you vacuum.
Exactly.
And that would be my this is my 2 cents and word of advice, because I'm not judging you. I think everybody makes things work a different way. At some point, though, you don't want to hit the level of unhealthy.
Right.
That's all
I'm
saying.
We're not there. We're not near that.
No.
Not near that.
Good.
No, but we're to the point where I don't want her, when she's older, to be embarrassed of her dirty house.
Right.
That's what I mean. But we're not dirty in the sense that there's never dirt or anything.
No.
There's not germs. Like, we wipe everything down with, like, Clorox, and we make sure everything's clean.
Right.
But, like, we just are cluttered.
Yes.
That's a better word for it. Stuff everywhere. In the bathroom, we're bad about cleaning.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our bathroom's small, so it really shouldn't take much time.
Yeah.
But we
Okay. So now that you, okay, let's say we'll go back to when you were living in a home. Did you have certain jobs that Jim only knew how to do?
Like what?
Like mow the lawn, like take care of the lawn. Like, I don't know how to do
that.
We
hired a service from the minute we moved in and we never did it.
You hired a service from the minute? I am concerned about your budgeting.
No, we could afford it. It wasn't a big deal.
Not that you couldn't afford it. I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying, like,
and we pay heavily into our 401k. We got a lot of savings too.
Oh, I'm not worried about your money. I'm just saying.
You just said you're worried about my budget.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're eating out and like, right. I wouldn't worry about the mess or anything. I think me personally, I would struggle with like the dollars going out for like eating out or services like
that.
We
worry about that once in a while, but that's the only way we've ever lived, so we don't.
So yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Keep doing
like,
it.
If
then
you saw a different way, we probably would see the difference, but we never have.
Yeah,
but we also, how do I explain this? So for our services, when we first moved in, we had a roommate. Jim's buddy lived with us.
Okay,
and well, he's my buddy too, I guess you should say. But he lived in the upstairs, and his rent was mowing our lawn and taking care of that of the driveway.
Oh my God, you're the nicest friends ever.
Well, so that's really took care of that. So that's why we didn't do it then.
Okay.
Then after he moved out, we had Greenlee. He moved out 2 months before Greenlee came.
Oh, yeah.
So then, and that was springtime because Greenlee came in June. And then the grass started growing and we mowed it a couple times. And then we were like, I hate this. And there was a lawn service in town that did literally every single person on our block.
Oh, really?
And Jim said, dude, I'm paying this guy. It's
affordable. I want to know how much it was a week.
$40.
That's it. Okay, no judgment. I would have paid
something
it too.
Like that. Yeah,
yeah. To have
less.
The lawn mow. Did he like weed your beds?
Oh,
and stuff?
He did everything.
Oh,
and
really?
He did our snow in the winter.
That's
and
tight.
We chose an option that was like a yearly pay.
Yeah,
so we paid like, I don't remember what it was, so many $100 a year.
Yeah,
and we paid one bulk with our tax return in January.
So
and then we
it.
Never paid him again.
So did he plow your driveway?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And our sidewalks.
Oh, my God. My husband hates snow blowing.
Yeah. So we never had to do the driveway. We never had to do any of that. He did all that.
Yeah.
So that was really awesome.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
Let's say that you were a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody who is a stay-at-home mom that now has like a maid service. And, well, I mean, like we said, you get busy with the kid.
Right.
It's hard to do stuff. But she's got a maid service. She's got a lawn service. They have quite a bit. But she doesn't work.
See, that's why I could never be a stay-at-home mom, because I don't want to do those things. And I feel if you're a stay-at-home mom, that's the job you signed up for.
Right.
You're taking care of the home and the kid. That's why you're home.
Right.
That's how I feel.
No, I kind of agree with that, because when this person told me that that's what she was doing, I thought to myself, well, what?
Why are you home then?
Why are you home?
Because you're, I mean, don't get me wrong, Greenlee keeps me busy, but.
Right. Your kid.
If I was home 24 hours a day, I'd make sure that I could pick up.
Right.
Like, I'd make sure.
It seems aggressive. But then again, I also think if I was rich, as I would maybe hire somebody too.
That's true, too, if I had like
right. Like, if I had money like that, maybe. But I was mind blown about it.
My mom and I got into that conversation, actually, because she was a stay-at-home mom.
So was
mine. She always had a business. So she first had a daycare business out of the home.
Right.
Then when we were school age, she did her cleaning business. So once we went to first grade and on, she started the cleaning business because we weren't home. We were at school. So she would clean other houses all day. So she always had her own income that way.
Yeah.
But my sister is going into, she's about to be a stay-at-home mom. She put her notice in at work.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Congratulations,
so
Danielle.
She's pretty pumped.
It does seem good sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's kind of, I'll be honest, sometimes I look at it and I'm like, meh, I could do that.
Well, me too. And Sylvia's about to be in school age. And Danny is like, you know, it seems stupid. Like, why now am I going to stay home?
Right.
But she's like, but now is when she has all these activities. She wants to start sports. She wants to start doing things. And I want to be making her dance costumes. I want to go to her recitals. And I don't want to be at work till 6 o'clock every night and miss it all. And
right.
So she's like, that's why I'm choosing to stay home. And so my mom gave her like the talk that said, listen, my 2 cents, which never is good when it comes from mom.
Right.
Is you're a stay at home mom. You need to make sure you're taking care of the house better.
Your mom told her, wait a second. So she isn't even a stay at home mom yet, but your mom already made that comment.
Oh, yeah.
So she didn't even give Danny a chance to like get her together.
Nope.
Okay, that's kind of messed up. At least give her a chance.
That's my mom.
Yeah.
And so my sister immediately texted me, you won't believe what mom said. And I'm like, I already know. Because I made Danny mad. Of course you did.
Yeah, you got to give her a chance to actually do it. You don't know whether she might be able to pull it off just fine.
She will. She's doing fine.
But sometimes I do think that it is hard to be a stay-at-home mom and keep the house clean and make sure you have dinner ready and make sure the kids are fed.
That's a hard job.
I mean, it is a hard job but it is a job.
No, it's 100%
a job. I mean, it's a totally a
job.
Even
if you're not cleaning and cooking and doing all that, but you're just home with the kid, it's a hard job.
And honestly, I'll be honest. When I came back to work, I was like, man, I see how stay-at-home moms can do this. I really miss my Quinn. I want to stay home with her. But then now, and I don't know if it's because I love my job and like I get to come here and do this crap with you.
Right.
Or like I get to laugh in the morning or whatever. I almost see work as a little bit of a break for me.
Right.
Which is, I don't mean break as if like it's so terrible at home, but I mean the aspect of this is something that I'm doing for me. And I think sometimes people lose sight of that if they're a stay-at-home mom. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that being a stay-at-home mom is wonderful.
Right.
And I have girlfriends that are stay-at-home moms. But I was talking to one of them recently, and she said, you know, my kids, they're like in preschool now.
Right.
She goes, I kind of wish that I was doing something for me. So now she's like starting a hobby. Like she's doing, you've got to still do something for you.
Oh, yeah. Or you'll lose yourself.
Or you'll lose yourself.
Completely.
Totally.
Well, okay, so talking about stay-at-home moms, here's the thing with me, why I couldn't be a stay-at-home mom. Because even though I'm staying home and that and I'm taking care of this and this thing, I cannot stomach the idea that Jim's 100% making the money and I feel the need to have to ask him to spend money. Because that's going to make me mad.
Yes.
And that's why I work. That's why I have a second gig doing makeup, because I don't want to have to ask. If I want a new pageant dress, I'm going to tell you, hey, just so you know, we're going to have to budget for this.
Right.
But I'm buying this because I work hard.
Absolutely.
I go to work and I am doing this.
Right.
Because I have way too many friends that tell me, oh, I would like to do it, but let me ask if it's okay.
Mm. Oh my God, that makes me want to puke.
I will tell him it's okay.
You know what sucks though? A stay-at-home mom still shouldn't have to ask. And that's the thing.
That's
I think
how I
sometimes
feel.
Stay-at-home moms are probably, I'm not a stay-at-home mom, so I'm speaking for you and I apologize. But I feel like in my experience with my friends that are, they almost are looked at as if they don't have a job.
Yes.
Like you said, you worry that your friends have told you they've had to ask permission. They're at home taking care of that guy's kids every day, making
every day.
Sure everything's taken care of, but they still have to ask
and
if they can
saving
buy
you
something.
What, if you have 2-3 kids, $600 a week in daycare?
Right.
Because I pay $250 a week in daycare.
That's
for
insane.
One kid.
Right.
For one kid. So if they went back to work and you decided that, I mean, unless they've got a full-time job making balls and money,
right,
that's what it costs.
And that's the thing. I think that stay-at-home moms, it's a gig in itself and it should never, ever be put down. And I don't think you should ever, if you're a stay-at-home mom, feel as if you have to like ask permission to do things
Me
like
neither.
That.
And I don't know that this is true for a lot of people, so I'm not trying to lump that
the
together.
The couple that I do have been in that situation.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people see a stay-at-home mom. It is a different job. It's absolutely
right.
different. You are happy because you're home with your kid every day. Like, let's be honest.
It's nice.
You're not doing the 9-to-5 grind of dealing with people.
Right.
But it's exhausting.
Yeah. And I would probably be grumpy.
Yes, I think I would too.
I would be so grumpy.
Yes.
Well, I started to notice this. Like, I never thought of that as a thing until I started doing makeup and selling makeup. And so what had happened is I've had multiple, and one just happened the other day, so it popped in my head. But it wasn't just this woman. It's happened with like 6 women who say to me, I really need new foundation really bad. And I'll be like, okay, it's $39 or whatever a foundation costs.
Yeah.
And they'll say, all right, I got to ask my husband when we get paid if I can do it. $39? Okay, I don't want to.
Everybody has a different life.
Everyone
though.
Has a different budget.
Yeah.
And I understand, okay, $40 could be a lot to some people. But I also, when they say, I got to ask my husband, is when I'm like, well, why don't you look at the budget and decide if you can afford $40?
But everybody has a different life. Maybe their
I know.
Husband. I've got a friend who I'm pretty sure does not have any reins at all on the money.
Really?
I'm pretty, yeah. Yeah. She actually told me she does get an allowance.
I don't like that. You're not my dad.
Right.
And that's why I just get mad about that. Like, be independent.
I know.
Know how much money you have and what you can spend on yourself.
Yeah. Speaking of independence, by the way, tomorrow is International Women's Day.
What?
Tomorrow we are celebrating women's rights and how far we've come. Did you see that Mattel has recently released a bunch of Barbies that are all inspiring women?
That's
like,
tight.
It's like, it's on my blog on the website at 1053hotfm.com. But it's got, let me plug that real quick. But it's got like Amelia Earhart's on there.
That's cool.
Patty Jenkins, who did the Wonder Woman movie.
Uh-huh.
She's on there. It's very cool. Even like Chloe Kim, the Olympian who just won the gold in the half pipe. She's got her own Barbie. It's
that's
awesome.
Cool.
I know. I'm super
that's
excited about
cool.
International Women's Day, but that's part of the reason that we do this.
Right.
So we can sit here and rant about women's issues and things that we all have to deal with.
And that goes back to like the social norms idea that we started with and that's also what gave me the idea is that, like I said, I'm so far removed that I forget other people still live like that.
Yes.
Is there a right and wrong? Probably not.
I don't think there is.
I'm just curious.
The thing that sucks is, Jackie, there's always going to be somebody who's going to tell you what's right and wrong.
Right.
And you know
what?
And
then I feel guilty, like, telling this story about these people who have to ask their husbands for money, whatever. I feel bad because I'm like, I just feel bad that you have to ask to buy something for yourself. That's why I feel bad. Not that if you have a bill, you obviously, sorry, you don't have any money. You have to pay the bill. That's how life works. Like, it's budget. That's not what I, and you know, everyone's high end is different depending on what they make.
Right.
So I understand that.
$40 could be a lot to somebody.
Could be a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I understand that completely. It's more that I feel bad that you can't look and know for yourself. That you have the money.
If anything, you're preaching independence.
That's exactly. Yeah. And that's what I mean by that.
For
like,
sure.
I don't want people to listen and go, Jesus, Jackie, we're not all loaded.
Right.
That's not what I mean by any means. What I mean is, like, I want every woman to be able to say, oh, let me check the bank account. Let me see what bills we got coming up. Yeah, I can buy that top I want.
Totally.
Because you should
and
be able
that's
to.
The thing. We all have to take control of our own lives.
Right. Right.
Totally. That's a good end to this podcast.
And what if something heaven forbid something happens to your husband.
Yeah.
You need to know how to do your bills.
Yes, you need to know how to budget life.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's hard.
You need to know how to handle things. You need to know where the money's coming from.
Yes.
You need to know where everything is.
Right.
For sure.
And don't live like a hot mess like me.
Jackie lives like a frat house.
Dude, I do. It is like a frat house.
No way.
Okay, I'm exaggerating. It's not. Now you're going to come over to my apartment and be like, Jackie, this is not near what you said it was.
Little do I know your mom just left.
But my mom's hiding in the garage.
Right.
She's like,
poor your mom sitting there with a broom judging your sister.
I got to wait here till Rachel leaves. I don't want. Jackie doesn't want her to know I'm here.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. And if we want to know, like, do you do these things that we were talking about? Are you the person that cooks?
What's normal anymore?
What is normal anymore? Or maybe
and
you're
give
like
me some
Jackie.
Dinner ideas. Yes. I need to spice it up.
If you would like to send some recipe ideas
to
Jackie.
Oh my God, I will try them.
For quick, easy things. I've got some stuff that you can do too.
I need under 30 minutes.
I can do under 30 minute meals.
Oh yeah, help me.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll do a podcast on that. I've got really good under 30 minute meals. But if you have any ideas for Jackie's under 30 minute meals, grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com. But real quick, we got to play FMK. And since the Oscars were on last Sunday, let's do like powerful actresses right now. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's International Women's Day tomorrow.
That works out perfect.
I know. You know they're all going to be talking about it. So let's do Jennifer Lawrence, Emma Stone, and the one and only Meryl Streep.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh,
and I
God.
Don't know how I'm going to kill any of those people.
I can't kill any.
No, I can't either.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, she's so ready. I can't kill anybody. Okay, I'm ready.
I decided I'm killing Meryl.
Okay.
Only because my love for the other two is too high.
Okay.
And I love Meryl Streep. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, lady. You've done good. Your memory will live on.
Who are you marrying?
I'm marrying Jennifer Lawrence because I think I'd have fun with her forever.
Yes.
And I'm hooking up with Emma Stone, I guess. I love her,
I feel
too.
Like she'd be good.
She'd be good.
Yeah,
she'd
she might know what she's doing. She might know her way around.
I got a little wild side.
She did date Spider-Man for like 3 years.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
She could know all the
Spidey
tricks.
Moves.
Yeah.
She's agile.
Right. I am going to marry Meryl Streep because she's Meryl freaking Streep. Who doesn't? I mean, Meryl Streep is like the epitome of what everyone should be. I love her.
At a young age, you'll get an inheritance. That's
right. I'm a trust fund wife.
You are a trust fund wife.
I am going to hook up with Jennifer Lawrence because, like you said, I think she's probably really fun to be around. Like, can I go on a date with her too? Because
she's
I have a wild girl crush on. Did you see her 60 Minutes interview?
No.
She talked about she was a middle school dropout.
Wait,
she dropped out of freaking middle school.
Why?
Because she wanted to be an actress. Her parents freaking let her do it.
Holy crap.
Right. I know. She said she's self-educated. She dropped out of middle school and she never got a GED. She never got a diploma. Homegirl makes she's worth $150 million.
She doesn't have a GED even?
No.
I'm shocked right now.
I know. So I'm banging her. And then who else? I've got to kill Emma Stone, unfortunately. Emma, I like
Emma.
You. I know. I apologize. I love Emma, but sorry. You gots to go. But we have to go now, too. So
time to go.
Yes. Thanks for hanging out with us today. And enjoy the rest of your day. We are going to be back sometime next month. We'll keep you posted on our Facebook page. Look for The Gray and Green Show on Facebook. You can find Gray Green Show on Twitter. We're everywhere. Rate us on iTunes. And if you have any ideas for the podcast coming up here in a few weeks, and Ken thinks we should call it That Time of the Month. Because apparently a period joke is what he thinks we should call.
No, because I've never had a period. So that sucks for me.
That's a good point.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay. Can we just chalk that up as a good thing, though?
Yeah.
Let's chalk that up as a good thing. All right. We're out of here. Have a great day.
Bye.
Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.